This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Coronavirus hospitalizations in Colorado last week hit their highest levels in 7 months. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
There are now 153 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's up 14 and the most since early February. It's still far below the highest level seen during the pandemic. But it's a good gauge of the overall trend, and the number has been rising for most of the last few months. Another key metric, COVID in wastewater, is also trending upwards. Of utilities tracking the virus, most report a steady increase. Updated vaccines are expected to be available in coming weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party is embroiled in a bitter leadership battle. Yesterday, members of the party's executive committee met and voted out Chair Dave Williams, who they say has weakened the party by attacking fellow Republicans and taking a hard anti-LGBTQ line. For his part, Williams calls this meeting illegal and appears ready to fight his ouster. A historic drive-in movie theater in Montrose is celebrating its 75th season. The Star Drive-In is the country's oldest, continuously operating drive-in theater that is still run by its founding family. Pamela Friend is the owner and sole projectionist.
My parents put me in a cradle in the back room. When I was five, I started running tickets out to the ticket office and stocking candy and popping corn and doing little things that I could do. So I've been here forever.
The Star Drive-In features two shows a night, Friday through Sunday, until its end of season in October. This is CPR News and KRCC.